hope you had a chance to have a Girl Scout cookie or two. Tis the season, just ending the sales. So how are the Girl Scouts functioning? Well, with their meetings and their continued badge plannings amidst this COVID-19. We talk about, virtual programming and more. Glad that you are here, Manager of Marketing and Communications, Kristen Kruke. Good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, remembering those days, certainly of a Girl Scout, and I think I even have my little brownie pin in my purse with me. Once a Girl Scout, I hope always a Girl Scout, and as your tagline, friends today, leaders tomorrow, we know the importance of cookie sales and certainly of leadership opportunities. So tell us about Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore.
Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore, we cover around 30 counties in northern and western Michigan. We're in all the way up to Mackinac, over to Alpena, and we help girls develop through the Girl Scout leadership experience, which educates girls in STEM fields, outdoors, life skills, and entrepreneurship, all while developing friendships that will last them a lifetime.
Awesome. How are you responding to COVID-19?
With COVID-19, as the state and the national government recommends, has to close all of our cookie booth sales and in-person meetings, so troops are not meeting in person, but we've been really excited about the innovative ways that they have adapted and have been meeting online, meeting virtually, and the council, the Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore Council, has actually compiled a great resource page that has a lot of virtual activities that girls can use to keep earning their badges, and we have started hosting Facebook Live events where we talk girls through programs, expose them to experts in the field, and just really give them a well-rounded experience to help continue earning their badges.
Wonderful. So talk to me a little bit about the kinds of activities that are included in the virtual programming.
So in our virtual programming, we are focusing on four fields. We're focusing on STEM, outdoor, life skills, and fine arts. So we are right in the middle of STEM week this week, and that's going to be followed by the fine arts, and outdoors, and then life skills.
And obviously, this does continue to allow girls to stay on track. But yet, I have to ask: will this set girls back on earning other awards like their coveted gold award?
As of right now, we don't think that will be the case. While we did have to postpone our gold award ceremony, maybe have that a little bit further down in the future. Our gold award girls are still working towards their badges. They still have time in the year to complete all their work. In fact, last year we had 10 girls complete the award, and this year we have two that are still working towards it and have all the way up until the end of our fiscal year at the end of September to complete that award.
Awesome. That is wonderful and certainly leaders in the making. How can the community help, Kristen?
So the community can help by, they can be participants, they can chime in on the conversation, our Facebook Lives every day at noon. And then if we do have alumni in the area or, experts in the field, either in STEM, outdoors, life skills, or fine arts, they can always email us at communications@gsmists.org or message us on Facebook if they want to host an event themselves and be a part of our Facebook Live event.
Awesome. Virtual, certainly appropriate and necessary, but certainly nothing like face-to-face and getting the girls together at their troops, doing their things. But we proceed with caution and per mandate. Thank you very much to you, Kristen Kruke, on behalf of our Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore, Manager of Marketing and Communication. Take care.